just set it there. Okay. All right. If you want to learn how to draw a picture, what do you need? Well, yeah, you need something to write with and some paper or whatever. Mm-hmm. What else do you need?
Well, you need an image
to draw.
Replicate, yeah.
Yeah, you need an image to draw. You need to know what you're drawing. You can't. It's hard to draw a picture if you don't know what you're drawing. You need a model is what you need. If you want to learn how to write an essay, it really helps to have a model so that you know what kind of essay you're supposed to do and what kinds of things am I supposed to include and so on. And this is true with everything. You want to know how to make a cake? You need to know what it looks like. If you want to put together a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, it really helps to have the picture, doesn't it? You can do it without the picture, but the picture sure helps a lot. This is true in the spiritual world as well. So if you want to learn what a godly man looks like, it helps to have a model or a godly woman. You want a model to look at. It helps you see, this is what that looks like. You want to learn how to share your faith? It helps to have a model. Jesus understands the power of a model. I'm just going to read Matthew 6, verses 9 through 15. He's going to give us a model for prayer. He says, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Okay, now remember from last week, Jesus is in the middle of talking about prayer, right? Last week he said, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand praying in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not babble as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. But your Father knows what you need before you ask him. He's talking about prayer. And so then he says, pray then like this. So this is just, we're in the middle of a discussion on prayer when Jesus is talking here. And so, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and so on. What Jesus has done is he has given us a model for prayer. Now, let's be clear. This is a model, not a script. And there's a difference. And so it's Jesus isn't saying, recite these words. He says, pray like this. That's how he introduced, pray in this way. Something like that. And so, in fact, he just got done saying in verse 7, and when you pray, do not babble, do not repeat empty phrases, is how the ESV translates it, as the Gentiles do. And so don't turn this into a script that you just repeat and you're just saying the words. And that all it is words. It's empty words. And sometimes people do that with this. Sometimes this is nothing more than empty words. And the Lord's Prayer is nothing more than Muslim prayers when they go to mosque and they repeat the same words up to God. The words are good words, but there's no you in it. That's the problem with turning it into a script. It then becomes not you. It's not your prayer anymore. It's just a script you're reading. And so this is how you should pray, not necessarily what you should pray, verbatim. So, how should you pray? And for time's sake, we're not going to go through everything in there necessarily, but I'm going to kind of summarize. First, when you pray, seek God first. That's really verses 9 and 10. Look at verses 9 and 10. He begins the prayer with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Okay. When we pray, we need to know who we are talking to. That's important. That's important in life, too. God is our Father. That's the first thing we need to understand. He's our dad. Now, father carries a lot of meanings. There's a lot of authority. A father is an authority figure. There's authority tied up in father. He rules. He's our provider. That's tied up in father. He's kind. That's tied up in father. We may here on earth think of cruel fathers, and there certainly are many cruel fathers. But in general, a father is kind. He's personal. The word father entails that. We can approach him as we would approach our dad. So God is not a distant king who reigns on his throne from way far away. Here's the difference. Think of if you wanted to approach in China, Xi Jinping. Let's say you just want to talk to him. You can't just walk up to him and say, "Hey, Mr. Xi, how's it going?" You'd have to go through all kinds of bureaucracy just to be able to talk, wouldn't you? Same with if you wanted to talk to the president of Korea, or if I wanted to talk to the president of the United States, I can't just go up to the president of the United States and say, "Hey, Donald, Mr. Trump, whatever." I couldn't do that. I'd have to go through all kinds of checks and security, I probably get declined. Okay, here's the deal. God outranks Xi Jinping. And he outranks the president of the United States and the president of Korea and the president of all the other presidents in the world. God outranks them all. And you can go directly to him as a child goes to his dad. Just like that. And he will hear you as a dad hears his child. There's that relationship that exists between God's people and our Heavenly Father. Our Father in heaven. That's how the prayer begins. Go to him. But he's more than a father. He is a father, but he's more than that. Verse 9, hallowed be your name. Hallowed is an old word that just means something like holy. Your name is holy. Our Heavenly Father is holy. And when we go to him, We need to remember that too. He's near as a father is, but he's also holy and completely unlike you and me. But our Father is more than just that. Verse 10, your kingdom come. A kingdom implies a king. There are no kingdoms unless there are kings. And he is a king. With a kingdom. And so when we pray, it's important for us to remember who we are approaching in prayer. He is the great king over all the earth. He is holy. And he's your dad. When we pray, we have to remember these things and remind ourselves of them, because when we see God for who he is, it changes how we pray. You pray differently when you actually see God for who he is than you do when God is just some being that I don't know much about out there who they tell me he hears and will answer prayers and let me just bring my request to him and ask him for stuff. This vision of God as our Father, our King, our Holy Father and Holy King, this vision of God prevents babbling that Jesus just talked about in verse 7 before he introduced the Lord's Prayer. You know how sometimes the phone rings, you pick it up, and there's this computer recording on the other side? Hi, this is Greg Abbott from blah, 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 and I'm going to... I usually don't hear the rest of it. I hang up by that time. It's a computer recording. See, too many people pray to God just like that computer recording. That's what their prayer life is like. It's, hi, God, I'm Mike. I'm here and I want to tell you. And guys, when you realize you're talking to your dad, who's also your king, prayer gets more real. That. Now, because when we realize who we are talking to, we want to seek first his glory. If we don't realize who we are talking to, we're not so much interested in his glory. But when we see who he is, we want his glory. Look at verses 9 and 10 again. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Look in there. Your name, your kingdom, your will, right? In those verses. It's not my, me. Yours, God, your name, your kingdom, your will. And that is the beginning of this model prayer. Jesus wants us first to understand who God is and to seek God's glory, not our glory. This prayer isn't about you and me. It's about God. So think of, so we've been praying for ministry, right? So why do we pray for God to raise up leaders for this church or for the women's ESL ministry or the sports ministry? Why do we pray for direction in ministry? Is it because these are our things and we want them to succeed? Or is it for the glory of his name and the advancement of his kingdom and the prevailing of his will here on earth? What's the reason? See, when we pray for things like ministry, which are good things, obviously, we need to be praying for God's glory and God's purpose and not ours. And sometimes it's easy to turn prayer into our stuff and not God's stuff. And so the purpose of prayer is not for you and me to get goodies from God. That's not the purpose of prayer. The goodies, he may give goodies. Sometimes you say, hey, Dad, let's go get ice cream. And Dad says, oh, yeah, great idea. He does do that, but the goodies have to be subordinated to the will of God. There's something more important than the goodies. When we care first about God's name and God's kingdom and God's will, it shows that we love our Father because we're putting Him first. And now, all of this putting God first doesn't mean we can't ask for what we need at all. It doesn't mean that at all. If a child is hungry, he goes to Dad and says, hey, Dad, in Jesus' day, can I have some bread? Today, hey, Dad, pizza or whatever, whatever's, you know, what's for dinner tonight? And the second half of this prayer, what we see is requests for us. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. There you see us, right? These are our needs. Jesus is teaching us, and part of the model is for us to ask for our needs. And so asking God for what we need shows our dependence upon God. It's part of acknowledging that He is our provider. We are not our own providers. God is our provider ultimately. And so that's part of the prayer. And now the needs that He gives us examples of are both physical, like bread, and spiritual, like forgiveness and protection from evil and temptation. Protection from temptation. And so there are physical needs, there are spiritual needs, and Jesus is saying, hey, ask your Father for all of that stuff. You can do that. Now, sometimes when people get praying, what happens when we get praying is we ask God for a job or a spouse or healing for this disease or finances to pay the bills and of course there's nothing wrong with asking God for that stuff. In fact, we should ask God for that stuff. But if that's all you ever ask for, it says something about your focus. Because all that stuff is earthly stuff. And it shows an earthly focus. If that's all we ever ask for. So pray for that stuff, but pray also for your other needs, because we have other needs than food and a job and, you know, what's going on in our schooling and our future. And you and I need God's forgiveness more than we need food. And we don't realize it. And so that's why sometimes that's all we ever ask for is the physical stuff, and we never get to the other deeper needs that we really have, because we don't even see that we have them sometimes. And so pray for your heart to be right. Pray for your weaknesses. You struggle with worry? Pray about that. You wrestle with bitterness towards someone who did you wrong? Pray about that. Bring that to God. Talk to Him about that person that you're bitter towards. Seek God's mercy for your sins. He's your Father. He'll give it to you. He has compassion on you. Now, that kind of stuff the spiritual component of life should be part of our prayer life. Now, when we ask for things, physical things, spiritual things, whatever it is, when we do ask for things, we need to remember the purpose. We ask for God's blessings, not just so that we can have them and sort of spend them on our pleasure and comfort. We ask them for God's glory and God's kingdom. The purpose of food is to sustain us so that we can bring glory to God and do His work. The purpose of health is to effectively work for the kingdom. The purpose of forgiveness is to free you and me in our relationship with our Heavenly Father so that we can approach Him without barriers between us. It's so we can enjoy Him. God wants us to enjoy Him. The purpose of spiritual protection from temptation, for evil, as Jesus asks us to pray, is to make us more fit for God and more effective in His mission. Whatever you ask for, the point is to help you bring greater glory to God in your life and to help you advance His kingdom. The point is not merely your pleasure. Now, our pleasure is part of the package. God loves to bring us pleasure. And so don't think I'm talking against pleasure. I'm just saying there's something else higher than just our pleasure that's going on here when we pray. In fact, our pleasure and the glory of God go together. You will have far more pleasure when you bring glory to God than you will when you don't. And so God's glory is your pleasure. And so when we ask, and yes, we should ask, when we ask, we need to keep that overall purpose in mind. Now, we're going to close this way. We're going to take some time and pray. And we're just going to pray through this prayer. This is a model. I'm not asking you to just recite it as a script, but I just want to, we're going to open it up and go through whatever part of this strikes you, pray. And by the way, this prayer has a corporate element to it. If you look at all the pronouns, they're plural. Our Father. It's not my, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. It's not forgive me. This is a corporate prayer. And so let's pray corporately. And I'm just going to open it up. Pray as God puts on your heart, but I want you to kind of pray through this. If you would like to pray in your language, feel free to pray in your language. And then I'll close our time.